بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, tonight we will discuss some aspect regarding the remembrance of death. In many of the programs of our mashayikh, they have what you call muraqabah maut during the Ramadan program, like how we're having a session now. As Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi has written a kitab, Maut Ki Yaad, and this is the translation of that kitab, in which we are reminded of maut. So whether the person is young, old, whether he's a ruler, whether he's a citizen, whether he's a alim, whoever he may be, whoever she may be, everyone will taste death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. So he has written some poetry. Or there is a poem that he has translated as well. And this poem regarding the remembrance of death, he says this is the actual reason for the compilation of this booklet. The poem is in Arabic and we will translate. The poet says, ضيعت عمرك ضيعت عمرك يا مغرور في غفلي قم للتلافي فأنت اليوم في مهلي. You have wasted your life, O deceived person, in negligence. O deceived person, maghroor in Arabic means one who is deceived. O deceived person, you have wasted your life in negligence. Qum li talafi, stand up. Make amends, for today you have been given some respite. You still got some chance. واستفرغ الدمع مما فات من زمن واندم بتوب على أيامك الأول. Shed tears for time that you have lost. Let those tears flow for the time that has passed. واندم بتوب, by repenting, or repent, be ashamed of your past life. بادر إلى صالح الأعمال مجتهدا, advance towards good deeds by striving. فالنجح في الجهد والحرمان في الكسل. Because in striving there is success and in laziness there is deprivation. كلما حالت في الدنيا كمغترب, live in this world as if you're a traveler on a journey. على رحيل دنا أو عابر سبلي. So live in this world as if you're a traveler on a journey, or rather like a wayfarer. There's a difference between a traveler, a wayfarer. Traveler just comes and he comes into the town. But a wayfarer will just go past. Traveler also will go past, but he might remain there for a little while. He might take a break, take some rest. But a wayfarer will just go past. So that is our condition, how our condition should be in this world. Darul khulud, maqaman, daru akhirah. The everlasting residence is only the akhirat. إِنَّ الْإِقَامَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ. Living in this world is only up till an appointed time. So every person who has come into this world came with a fixed time. No person lived for even a second or a split second beyond that appointed time he had. Whoever has come into this world has to journey one day towards his abode immediately after one another. وَكُلُّ مَنْ حَلَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَمُرْتَحِلٌ يَوْمًا لِمَنْزِلَةٍ فِي إِثْرٍ مُرْتَحِلٍ. So every person who has come into this world, he has come into this journey, and one day towards his abode immediately after one another. So one journey and then he goes after one abode to the next abode. هَلَّا اِعْتَبَرْتَ فَكَمْ حَلُّ وَكَمْ رَحَلُ وَإِنَّمَا النَّاسُ فِي حَلٍ وَمُرْتَحَلِ. He says, have you ever taken heed? هَلَّا اِعْتَبَرْتَ, you've taken any ibrat as to how many have arrived and how many have departed from here, from this world, and whoever has arrived into this world has come to depart. إِذَا تَجَهَّمَ أَمْرٌ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ لَمْ يُغْنِ عَنْكَ اِقْتِنَاءُ الْمَالِ وَالْخَوَلِ. When that irresistible calamity, that is maut, will occur, then richness and wealth, attendants and servants will not help you. يقوم عنك الأطباء والصديق إذن وقد تووا صحف التدبير والحيل At that time, doctor and friends will, after trying all plans to save you, to save your life, they will leave you in the lurch. فَيُدْرِجُونَكَ فِي الْأَكْفَانِ مُنْتَزِعًا عَنْكَ الثِّيَابَ مِنْ الْأَبْرَادِ وَالْحُلَلِ. After removing the fine clothing from your body, they will wrap you in the cloths of kafan. وَيُودِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الْأَرْضِ مُنْفَرِدًا. They will leave you all alone in the depths of the earth, in your qabr. وَيَتْرُكُونَكَ مَحْجُوبًا مِنَ الْمُقَلِ. And they will conceal you from being seen. وَقَائِلٍ مِّنْهُمْ قَدْ كَانَ خَيْرَ أَبٍ وَقَائِلٍ مِّنْهُمْ قَدْ كَانَ خَيْرَ وَلِيٍ. Some will say he was a very good father. Others will say he was a very good friend. Some will say, may Allah forgive him. وَقَائِلٍ قَدْ حَبَاهُ اللَّهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَقَائِلٍ طَابَ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الرَّجُلِ. Others will say he was a good person in this world. We had a very good life in this world. فَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَا يَدْرُونَ مَا فَقَدُوا وَهَمُّهُمْ فِي اِقْتِسَامِ الْإِرْثِ بِالْجَدَلِ. And after saying all this, that is, after all this lip service, they won't even know who departed. In other words, you left this world, they won't be bothered about you. All their attention will be directed in fighting for the distribution of your estate. وَبَعْضُهُمْ مَعَ بَعْضٍ فِي مُخَاصَمَةٍ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَبَيْنَ مَنْسُورٍ وَمُنْخَذَرِ. They will argue and they will file lawsuits against one another. And thereafter some will emerge as winners and others as losers. وَيَأْخُذُونَ قَرِيبًا فِي مَعَايِشِهِمْ لَا يَذْكُرُونَكَ فِي خَلْبٍ وَمُحْتَفَلِ. Then very swiftly they will engage themselves in the businesses of filling their bellies. They will not remember you in solitude nor in public. Inshallah, we'll continue the next odd night from here. But in essence, what we have read here tonight in these few couplets is the reality of mort and when a person leaves this world. Then nobody will bother about you. People will, for the few days, they will think of you, send some misal as sawab. After that, the son also won't come to the qabristan to read any fatiha. He won't even have the tawfiq of sending some misal as sawab. The wife, she'll find another husband. Your inheritance, everything distributed, people are fighting. So this is more, this is the reality in this world. This was the Shaykh Rahmatullah, he has compiled this whole book on the remembrance of mort. It's not to scare us, but just to remind ourselves. And mort is such a thing that Rasulullah, we will just read a few of these ahadith. As Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, I was amongst 10 people who came into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Ansari stood up and he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most intelligent and careful person? Excellent question. Who is the most intelligent person? We might say maybe physician, engineer, doctor. Rasulullah said, those people who remember death most and prepare for it most. Those are the ulaik al-akyas. They are the intelligent ones. These are people who are exalted in the nobility of this world and the honor of the hereafter. The commentary, many ahadith and the different topics have been narrated from Rasulullah ﷺ regarding the remembrance of death. Some of these narrations have already been mentioned under the hadith of restraining hopes. In other words, we shouldn't have long aspiration and hopes that 10 years time and 25 years time, this investment will bring that amount of profit and I will do this and I will do that. There's a nice story of Sheikh Chilli. He went to the market. He bought a tray of eggs, put in the basket. And as he's going, he's carrying this basket on his head, full of eggs. And as he's walking, he's thinking, you know, these eggs, they will hatch and be some nestlings. And they will grow. In turn, they will become fowls. And they will lay eggs. And then I'll get so many more eggs, so many more chicken. And they will also give... lay eggs, and like this, he is jumping and he is thinking, I will do this, then I will buy one farm, then I will have goats, and I will have cattle, and I'll have so many animals, and then I'll build this house, and he started jumping out of enjoyment. What happened next minute? All those eggs fell down, all cracked. So exactly like this, we move in this world. I will do this, I will do that. Nobody is saying you mustn't earn halal rozi. Nobody is saying you mustn't leave sufficient for your family and children. But what is our object? Akhirat. And therefore, we talk about maut. So it restrains a person from having a lot of hopes. Amongst them, the commands of Rasulullah has been mentioned in different narrations that remember the breaker of pleasures, the cutter of all pleasures, the cutter of all enjoyment, the terminator of all pleasures, hadim al-ladhat, that is death. So excessive remembrance of death is a means of, number one, restraining these aspirations and hopes that we have. Number two, by remembering death, a person will prepare for death. Number three, non-attachment towards this world. So a person will now break away. He will not attach his heart to this world. Number four, by remembering death excessively, it prevents a person from amassing wealth. And number five, it helps to gather a treasure for the hereafter. Number six, a thing which encourages repentance from sin. When you realize you're going to pass away, then you may make tawbah istighfar quickly. Number seven, it is a prevention from oppressing others and not fulfilling their rights, because now you realize that I'm doing him wrong. And if I pass away now, then what will happen to me? Rather not oppress him. So these are the few benefits of maut. It helps a person to restrain high hopes and aspirations. It helps him to prepare for maut. It helps him to break his attachment with this world. It prevents a person from amassing wealth. It helps the person to gather a treasure for the hereafter, of a'mal. And it helps a person to repent over his sins. It prevents a person from oppressing others and not fulfilling their rights. In short, this deed of remembering maut includes within itself many benefits. And for this reason, it is the practice of the mashayikh of suluk to specially control the followers, the murids, to meditate over death according to the appropriate conditions. In one hadith, it is stated that a youngster stood up in a gathering and said, Ya Rasulullah SAW, who is the most intelligent amongst the believers? Rasulullah gives the same answer, the person who remembers death excessively and makes the best preparation before it comes. Rasulullah SAW read the ayat, wherever Allah Ta'ala wishes to grant guidance, hidayat, Allah opens his chest for Islam. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. So Allah expands his heart. Whom? Allah Ta'ala, that person whom Allah wants to guide. Allah opens his chest. Thereafter Rasulullah said, when the light of Islam enters the person's chest, when the nur of Islam enters a person's bosom, his bosom opens up for it. Someone asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is there any sign which indicates that Islam has entered my heart? The nur of Islam has entered my heart. Is there any sign for this? Rasulullah said, yes. When disinclination towards the deceptive house, this world develops, when a person becomes disinclined with this world. And second thing, there's an inclination towards akhirat. So he is disinclined from this world, and he has inclination towards the hereafter. And number three, there is preparation before the coming of death. Now the person prepares for maut. What is isti'adadu lil-mauti qabla nuzulih? Before maut can come, the person prepares for maut. So this is a sign that now nur of Islam and hidayat is coming into a person's heart. Rasulullah asked once permission to visit the grave of his mother. It had been granted. You should visit the graveyard because this reminds you of maut. In one hadith it has come that from it a lesson is learned. The person goes to the qabristan, what lesson do you learn? Just as these people left this world, one day I too will have to leave this world. As Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah told me, visit the graveyard. It will remind you of the akhirat. Give ghusl to the mayyit. It is a remedy for those bodies which are devoid of good deeds. The person gives ghusl. And you realize that this person has actually left this world. Now he can't complain to you. He can't say a single word to you. He can't eat anything. He can't do any good deed. Nothing whatsoever. So then you realize that one day I will be in the same condition. People will lift my body.
You will pour water over me. I'll be absolutely useless. So from it, a lot of advice is attained. Take part in the Janaza Salah. It's possible it will create some grief and sadness in you. For a person who is concerned with his akhirat, is under the shadow of Allah, and he searches for every good. In one hadith, Rasulullah said, visit the sick and accompany the janaza, for this is a reminder of the akhirat. A wise person was accompanying a janaza, and with the people were expressing the grief and sorrow for the deceased person. The wise person remarked, it would be much more beneficial if you express grief and sorrow over yourselves. This person has passed away. So now he is over. He has saved himself from three calamities. What are the three calamities he's passed now? In future, he will not have any fear of seeing the angel of death. Kalas. Malakul Maut appeared to him, extracted his ruh. So that calamity is over. Then he will not experience the difficulties of death now. Now he won't get the sakrat of maut. Allah save us. And he has no fear of an evil death. So these three calamities he's over with. Hence, you should worry, since you have to pass through these three stages. So worry about your own self now. As Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was accompanying a janaza. Some person going past, he asked, whose janaza is this? As Abu Darda radiallahu anhu replied, this is your janaza. And if you dislike what I'm saying, then it is my janaza. Meaning that this is the time to remember maut. It is unsuitable to turn one's attention towards useless talk on this occasion. Now from this person, okay, is asking whose janaza, what do we talk? This is the truth. I think in practically every masjid, if the janaza salat is 10 o'clock and we are here before that, instead of coming to the masjid, engage if it's morning in charge salat, if it is Nadir Tahajjud Salat, we will sit in the back and we will gossip and we will chat and we will talk, we will search. Nobody will read even three quotes for the deceased person. And immediately after the janaza, again this noise and noise. We've got so many things to talk about. Leave it for the akhirat. We'll sit nicely and we'll discuss. There are occasions when we will talk. Now when you're married and you're a little bit upset with the wife, now you are, as I say, popo face, you're upset. 10 past 10, now you're not talking to your wife, that's not the time. Now you talk to your wife, be cheerful, be happy when you enter your home. Person is getting married, poor fellow, like he's sitting in Sakrat with one of the Maulana. Be happy at that occasion. Yes, janaza time, you must express your sorrow, ponder, reflect, that I'm also going to leave this world. There are occasions of rejoicing, happiness, and there are times when a person must be sad. Sharia doesn't tell to be sad whole day and night. Then we will have depression and we'll end up in the hospital. Allah Ta'ala save us. No. When a person is eating food, our Hazrat Harith Billah Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, now when you're eating food, don't come tell a story. Hey, Maulana Hazrat, you heard that fellow was attacked, he was murdered. Or that person was killed. And this person passed away. No, that's not the time for that. To help in digesting your food, talk things that will make you happy and cheerful. So everything has its place. But what happened? We go extremes. And I think we move in the other extreme. We only worry about laughing, giggling, and we forget totally that maut can strike at any time. So it is the saying of Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali. He said, it is very astonishing that those people who have been commanded to prepare for the hereafter, and the announcement for the early departure has already been made, yet they are involved in play of this world. It is famous about him that whenever he used to see a janaza, his condition would become such, because of grief and sorrow, that it seemed as if he had just returned from the burial of his own mother. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, once a Jewess came to her, and in return for some favor she said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from the punishment of the grave. The Jew woman told Sayyidina Aisha. Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah, is there punishment in the grave? Rasulullah replied, most definitely, there is punishment in the grave. It is something which is true. Thereafter, Rasulullah used to always seek protection from the punishment of the grave after every salah for the sake of teaching the ummah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, as the days go, we will discuss different topics, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us to give that which is beneficial to all of us. But mort is something that all of us, young and old, have to keep on remembering. Always keep mort in front of us. So then when you are sitting all alone at home, and nobody is there, parents have gone, and now you're sitting with your laptop, or you're sitting with your cell phone, and now you're busy going to those haram porn sites, then think mort. Mort can strike. Our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, put this in front of you, what if mort strikes? What if malakul mort comes, and I pass away in this condition? Then what happens? Will I face my Allah in this condition? Will I be prepared to face Rasulullah SAW at the Hawdah Kawthar in this condition? So these things, remembering it, mort in abundance will help the person, no matter how old or how young he is. Every time the temptation comes, let me look at that haram picture. Allah save us, Allah save us. As technology is increasing, the fitna is becoming even worse. I don't think our grandparents ever dreamt there'll be a time when a little kid, 4 years, 5 years old, but the press of just one or two buttons will view the worst of things, most obscene things. Most obscene things. And it is so sad that we have brought those things into the masjid. My humble appeal to all our youngsters especially these last few days, don't even bring your cell phone to the masjid. Don't sit in the back and busy yourself with all those chat groups and all those haram sites. Allah Ta'ala becomes naraz. Allah becomes displeased. When Allah is giving us so much, just once in our life, let us say no to those things. And inshallah, you will see the barakat of this. You won't want to go back to these things. Inshallah. But we have to be determined. Don't we want to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in a good condition? Don't all of us aspire to have a pure life, a chaste life? Or we want to live in misery? Inshallah, you will lose nothing. You will lose nothing, absolutely nothing. You will have more peace in your life. So shaitan, he's chained now, he's tied. Nafs prompts us to go into all those haram sites, to on the television, just to see, which nafs will tell you, just look at some important news. You know what's happening in Palestine now? That's how it'll start. So you'll have a good intention first, and then one thing will lead to another. So humble appeal is made to our young sisters at home also. Please, for Allah's sake, you will lose nothing. Just make up your mind, inshallah. Firm determination. Some person had a dream. This is a dream. So please, what is dream? It should be left as a dream. They had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. And he expressed his sadness and pain regarding the ummah coming with the cell phones in front of the Rosa Mubarak and taking pictures. Really, we just come now from Umrah. And every time it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Imagine Rosa Mubarak, when our Hazrat should make dua Allah, while standing making salat and salam upon Rasulullah Sumail, my ruh must come out in that condition. These were real lovers of Allah, standing before Rasulullah, picturing Rasulullah, making salam to him. It's a different feeling. Great mashayikh, buzughanuddin, when they went there, they couldn't say a word because out of the awe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we are busy going there, taking pictures. I don't know how many pictures. And some people actually phone home, ha bhai, sab kare ho jao yahan par, main idhar hoon, Roza Mubarak ke samne, ab log bhi aa jao. Now he's telling his wife and children, I don't know where, that naam by Roza Mubarak, now I'm giving salam, we also give salam. What is all this? We are taking snaps all the time. We can just see the camera flashing. It is a place of etiquette, adab. We are standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even those Mubarak places, the Kaaba is actually used, wallahi razim, as a back. And people are standing there and posing, and they use the Kaaba as their back, so the pictures couldn't be taken. And if the picture doesn't come out very good, then to take a second and third one. Imagine where Allah's tajalliyat is falling, is being casted. where when you look and gaze at the Kaaba, it's ibadat. Now you're using for photograph. How many pictures are you going to take and who are you going to show? May Allah give us the haqiqat of all this. May Allah help us to get rid of these things in our lives. Do you think Sahaba radiallahu anhu do such stupid things like this? May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Always make dua. Ya Allah, grant me hidayat. Show me sirat mustaqim. Show me sirat mustaqim. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. MashaAllah, it is so pleasing to see so many youngsters, so many youth. May Allah ta'ala increase you. May Allah ta'ala bless you. May Allah fulfill all your jayas, desires. May Allah make you all true flag bearers of deen and Islam. May Allah protect you. May Allah bless you in your studies. May Allah ta'ala use you for the khidmat of his deen. Whatever jayas du'as you have, may Allah ta'ala fulfill all your desires, inshallah. Simple message again, become a role model for all the other youngsters. When you read on Sahaba, young Sahaba, what beautiful lives they led. Amazing. In the youth of their life, they're already given their entire time, wealth, energy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. As I mentioned in the first session, this is the night to cry and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else, but we have to make tawbah, istighfar, and feel like the mercy of Allah has been withdrawing that mercy from the heavens. And feel that ecstasy in our heart. Cry, shed those tears. Do not worry about the next person now. When we are crossing Pul Sirat, we have to all cross alone, individually. At that time, how will you be crying and looking for some mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has given us the chance now. So let us raise our hands, recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik salli. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم
برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت Oh, my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most loving Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us a tawfiq of assembling here in your masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. We have brothers making i'tikaf in this masjid. Mothers and sisters making i'tikaf at home, my Allah. In every masjid, my Allah. Throughout the world, Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa, my Allah. In different masajid, different parts of the world, mu'takifeen are making i'tikaf, my Allah. People have gathered in your masajid, in your homes, in your houses, my Allah. They are supplicating, my Allah. They are crying, my Allah. They are repenting, my Allah. They are begging from you, my Allah. They are turning to you, my Allah. They are making inabah to you, my Allah. They are repentant, my Allah. They have come with penitent hearts, my Allah. They are not going anywhere else, my Allah. Allah, likewise, we have come into this masjid only through your fazl, only through your kindness, only from tawfiq from you, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. We are spiritually sick, my Allah. Physically, we are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are incapable, my Allah. We are useless, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not weak, my Allah. You are qawi, you are aziz, you are hakim, you are ghalib, you are qabid, you are basit, you are ra'uf, you are rahman, you are rahim, you are kareem, you are mughni, you are samad, you are malik, you are khaliq, you are raziq. You are Fattah, you are Alim. Oh, my most beloved Allah. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We have realized our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are showing nadamat, my Allah. Have raham on the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have raham on us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight in this masjid, my Allah. There are so many, ya Allah, youngsters, my Allah. So many youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come here, my Allah. Not to watch any football match, my Allah. Not to see any cricket match, my Allah. Not to see any movie, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come with, ya Allah, with hopes in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come with hopes in you, my Allah. They're elderly people here. Ulama and Ufaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have recited Tarawih, my Allah. They have fasted the entire day. After Tarawih, they sent for the program, my Allah. Patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come back again, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no other place we can go to tonight, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have ran away from you, my Allah. Only to come back to you, my Allah. We have ran away with gunas. We thought that nobody can catch us, my Allah. We ran away from you, my Allah. only to realize nowhere else may no escape. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There is no refuge, there is no exit, there is no escape, there is no shelter, there is no protection from you but towards you, my Allah. When the little child who has been disobedient to the mother spanks the child, chases the child out of the home. Ya Allah, after some time, the child wanders in the street, crying and crying, only to realize that nobody can feel pity over it besides his mother. It comes back to the house, it sits on the doorstep, it cries, it says, Ma, Ma, it says, Ya Ummi, Ya Ummi, it knocks on the door, the child knocks on the door, knocks on the door. Ya Allah, you have placed rahmat in the heart of that mother, my Allah. That mother feels pity, she opens the door, she grabs her child, she hugs her child, she even wipes off the tears from the child's face, she cares for the child. Ya Allah, you have placed rahmat in that mother's heart. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimin, you are most merciful of all those who show mercy. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when a mother has lost her child and she searches for her child desperately, and finally after hours when she finds the child, how happy that parent becomes, how overjoyed that parent becomes. When a person who is dying out of hunger and thirst and he has lost his conveyance, and after much effort, after some time when the conveyance is found with all his belongings, with his water and his food, how happy and how overjoyed the person becomes. Ya Allah, when that barren woman, she could not give birth, and after so much of crying and duas, when you bless her with a child, how overjoyed and happy she becomes. Ya Allah, we have heard, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even more happy than these people. Ya Allah, you become overjoyed when your banda turns to you, when your sinful banda, when your sinful bandi turns to you, and they say, Ya Rabbi, maafirma. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Raufur Rahim, tu maafirma. You become overjoyed. You become so happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so heavy. Ya Allah, we've got no voice left, my Allah. We've got no tears, my Allah. Lekin hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, when the dog goes from butcher to butcher, just for one bone, my Allah, one butcher chases it away, it goes to another butcher, until it's finally given a bone that is thrown to it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other door to go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will come back to your door, my Allah. We will continue knocking at your door, my Allah. We know you will never become tired, my Allah. We will become tired, my Allah. We will fall asleep, my Allah. Slumber does not overtake you. لا تأخذك سنة ولا نوم, my Allah. You don't sleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't sleep, my Allah. You are wide. Ya Allah, you are alert, my Allah. You are away, my Allah. You are high, you are living, my Allah. You are qayyum, my Allah. You are everlasting, my Allah. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But everything will be destroyed in this world. Nothing will remain besides your dhat, my Allah. Besides your being, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no shortcomings, my Allah. You've got no weaknesses, my Allah. Subhanak. Subhanak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are free from all defects, my Allah. You are free from any aib, any shortcoming, any fault, my Allah. You are pak and pure, my Allah. You are pak and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't become tired, my Allah. We will become tired. Abrahamun as, my Allah. Ya Allah, Abraham, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to your angels, my Allah, that these banda sitting in Majid-e-Noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, they could not cry, but they showed the faces of crying people, my Allah. Ya Allah, tell the angels that these people are forgiven them. Ya Allah, announce to the angels. Announce to the angels. Ya Allah, tell Jibreel, my Allah. Ya Allah, tell Mikael, my Allah. Tell the angels that you have forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to them you have forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we rise from this gathering, my Allah, let the angels announce, O Mughafoor Allah,
Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Your Allah has forgiven you completely. Every major sin, every minor sin, your Allah will be making tawbata nasuha. Sachi paki tawbah hum kar rahe. Your Allah, we have abandoned those sins by Allah. We are not going back to the sins by Allah. We are feeling the regret by Allah. Your Allah, we make that promise and azam to you, my Allah. We won't go back to those sins, my Allah. You help us, my Allah. Don't make us go back, my Allah. Don't make us slip and fall again, my Allah. Don't make us go to those porn sites again, my Allah. Don't make us view that haram, obscene movies, my Allah. Don't make us read those filthy novels and magazines, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made our eyes napak, my Allah. We have made our thoughts napak, my Allah. We have made our hearts napak, my Allah. We have made our limbs napak, my Allah. From head to toe, we are drowning in gunas, in sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, such sins, my Allah, such sins. Our forefathers didn't hear of those sins, my Allah. We have become so brazen over our sins, my Allah. We brag to others about our gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we commit gunas at night. You cover those sins. You conceal those sins. But in the morning, we go and break that parda, my Allah. We break that curtain which you had covered our sins with, my Allah. And we brag to our friends that we had committed the sins the previous night. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Grant us akal, my Allah. Give us true intelligence now, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut, my Allah. We do not know when the angel of death will strike, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this description of Malakul Maut. He doesn't smile at any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, when he comes, my Allah, we can't ask him even for one second chance, my Allah. Then it is too late, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ruh is just taken away, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us die in such a condition, such a condition, such a condition. Give us such a mubarak maut, my Allah. That in sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, you take away lives, ya Allah. Who's standing in front of the Surah Rosa Mubarak, my Allah? While saying salat and salam upon Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, oh, in front of the Kaaba. Ya Allah, in front of the Kaaba. So many pious servants, ya Allah, in Riyadh al-Jannah, you took away the life, my Allah. So many people, why is it ihram, my Allah, in front of me? So many people in Safa Marwa, so many people in Tawaf, so many in Taraweeh, my Allah, in different namaz, my Allah. Oh, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, my Allah. After making Tawaf, at Mataf, facing your God, my Allah. In the same place, he used to cry and cry. Ya Allah, we did not know what dua he was making, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make all his efforts wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make his efforts wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the worst of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are downtrodden people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the most filthy of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah cried for us, my Allah. Day and night he cried. Ya Allah, he tied stones to his belly, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Rasulullah wished he would make one dua, the Mount of Uhud would turn into gold for him, my Allah. But Rasulullah did not choose to be a rich Nabi, my Allah. He did not live to live a life as a king, my Allah. He chose to be an abd. Nabi, you're an abdul. Allah, make us your true slaves, my Allah. Don't make us slaves of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan are finishing us. They are destroying us. Allah, nafs e ammara is destroying us, my Allah. Give us nafs e mutmainna, my Allah. Make us die in that condition, ya Allah, that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. You are happy and the angels of rahmat descend. And they must compete with one another to take away our ruh. In the most gentle manner, they must extract our ruh. And they must give us glad tidings of farawth, of rayhan, of jannat and the fragrance and the food of jannat. Wa rabbin ghayri ghadban. And of an Allah who is not angry with us. But of an Allah who is pleased with us. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. When we be placed in the qabr, my Allah. Let the qabr address us and say from all the people in the world, I loved you the most. I shall entertain you. The qabr expands as far as this person can see. The window of Jannat is open and the breeze of Jannat enters his qabr. His qabr becomes full of noor and bright and shining. Ya Allah, the angels of rahmat come. He say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your helpers, we are your friends now. Ya Allah, the angels come to the person's rescue. My Allah, don't let it happen, my Allah. Don't let it happen that when we are put into the qabr addresses us and say, from all the people in the world, I hated you the most. I despised you the most. Now since you have come into me, see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr, the walls of the qabr close upon this person. His ribs are crushed. He screams, he shrieks. There is nobody to help him. Only snakes and pythons and scorpions are thrown on him. Ya Allah, the angels come with huge, mighty hammers. And they begin to bash him. Hey, Maliki Kareem. Who will come to our rescue then, my Allah? Ya Allah, and Munkar and Nakir will come and ask us this question, my Allah. What jawab will we give, my Allah? Ya Allah, give us Thabit Qadmi at the time of mort, in Qabar, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Take us be under the shade of your arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we have heard in the hadith, read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the people who will be under your shade on the day of Qiyamah, Shabun Nasha fi ibadatillah. Is that youngster, that youth who spent his youth in the ibadat of Allah, he'll be given that shade, Ya Allah, when there'll be no shade but your shade on that day. Ya Allah, these youngsters, guide them, guide me, guide all of us, my Allah, guide our family members, our wives, our children, my Allah, our parents, the entire ummah, guide our musallis, especially these youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, these youth who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them, my Allah, wilayat, my Allah. Make them your friends, my Allah. Make them your friends. Ya Allah, we cannot do it on our own. Ya Allah, we try and we fail miserably, my Allah. We try and we just fail miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lose that himmat, my Allah. Don't make us lose himmat and hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, in these times of fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, when these fitnas are lashing upon us, my Allah. Every day there is something new, new challenge, my Allah. This is a new fitna, this is a new test, a new trial, a new tribulation. It is becoming more and more difficult for us, my Allah. Especially our youth, my Allah. The environments they are living in, my Allah, it has become so difficult. Ya Allah, protect all of them. Protect our progeny from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if these youth are alive, we are alive. Our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Ya Allah, and Dajjal emerges, my Allah. Ya Allah, then make the hifazat, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Protect them from the fitnas of Dajjal. Make them all be in the jamaat, in the group of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make them be on haqq in hidayat, my Allah. Don't make them sell the iman. Don't make them lose the iman. Ya Allah, don't snatch away the iman from our hearts. Don't make us become murtads, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman. Don't make us become renegades, my Allah. Allah, those people who have become renegades, my Allah, give them hidayat once again, my Allah. Bring them back onto sirat mustaqim. They have erred, my Allah. The parents are crying. The family members are crying. Ya Allah, bhul ho gayi. Unse bhul ho gayi. A great mistake they have made. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Bring them back onto sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, those who have gone astray in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are taking drugs or they are committing zina, my Allah. Protect all of us from zina. Protect us from casting lustful glances at haram, my Allah. Protect the chastity of our woman folk, my Allah. Protect the chastity of our young sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters have written, Ya Allah, for advice and for help, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are still so young, my Allah. 14 years, 15 years. But they have committed zina. They are drinking alcohol. They are taking drugs. They are watching pornographic material. Ya Allah, they are committing haram, obscene, filthy things. They are committing masturbation, my Allah. They are doing haram things, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Remove them from ma'asi and dhunub in this Mubarak night. You alone knows. It is so serene, so beautiful tonight. Ya Allah, you have knowledge whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. We don't have that eyesight. We don't have that heart, my Allah. Give us that feeling at least, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, let Jibreel come down. Then all the angels come down. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Make them come make salam to us, my Allah. Make us, help us to engage in ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya tuti puti mehnat hai. Tuti puti ibadat hai. Not even befitting to be put in front of you, my Allah, in your court. Don't reject it, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at the sincerity of one person at least, my Allah. Some person sitting for itikaf. Some young person, my Allah. Some person who may have come, ya Allah, for some other motive, but now he is crying, my Allah. He is shedding those tears. He is showing that nadamat. He is saying that soft ameen. Oh, mothers and sisters at home, somebody is saying ameen. Ya Allah, through that person, barakat, my Allah, accept all of our du'as. Ya Allah, sab ki maghfirat farma, grant all of us laylatul qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires, our jais desires, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. People have gone for bypass, my Allah. People have got heart operations, my Allah. People have got different diseases, my Allah. Different ailments and sicknesses, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, huffaz and ulama suffering also different diseases, my Allah. And sicknesses, my Allah. So many in hospital, my Allah. So many at home, my Allah. So many have got, ya Allah, a spine problem, my Allah. So many have got a stomach ailment, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got tumors, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what ailment people are suffering from, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have been wounded, ya Allah, by bombs, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, so many young kids, my Allah, in Gaza, my Allah. They were busy playing, my Allah. They were innocent, my Allah. They did nothing wrong, my Allah. They did nothing wrong, my Allah. The Zalimeen have bombed their homes, my Allah. They have got no parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got no father, my Allah. Our children come back to us, my Allah. Our family, our come back to us, my Allah. Those masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, all this around them is rubble, my Allah. Ya Allah, rubble, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got mother, no father, my Allah. What type of Eid will they have? Allah. Ya Allah, what type of Eid will they have? Allah. Ya Allah, give those zalimin hidayat, my Allah. You have shown us in the past, my Allah, those who are bitter enemies of Islam, bitter enemies of Rasulullah, you give them hidayat. Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, they change their lives. Ya Allah, give these zalimin hidayat. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. You grant them hidayat. If hidayat is not written for them, by Allah, and this is going to make zulam and oppression. Ya Allah, we do not know what dua to make. What words to express tonight, my Allah? Ya Azim, Ya Azim, Ya Fattah, Ya Ali. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qiyum, Ya Zal Jalal, Ya Al-Ikram, Ya Zal Arsh Majid, Ya Fa'al Lima Yurid. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin, al-tawak, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah, rahimahuma. Ya Allah, then you destroy the Zalimeen, my Allah. You destroy them, my Allah. You destroy them, my Allah. Give aman and amanah to the Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, show these people, ya Allah. Islam is the true religion. It's a peace-loving religion. We are not terrorists. We don't go around killing people. Ya Allah, we have the concern of Rasulullah that every ummati must be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Every ummati must enter into Jannah to Firdaus. This is our worry. Ya Allah, we are people who love humanity. We are not people who give humanity, who destroy humanity, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam teaches us how to look after animals even, my Allah. How to take care of orphan and widow and the weak people. Ya Allah, we are not oppressive people, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.